It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, BT, a little three or a Q. Three random questions every Wednesday at 11:40. Number one, what is the minimum amount that you would cash a check for?
Cash a check, meaning not a deposit.
Well, there's a specific example here. You've done movies or TV shows. Sometimes there are royalties, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've only done one in my life.
Which one?
The Undoing. It was on HBO. And I wasn't,
really?
I don't even know if I was actually in it, but like I read for the part.
When was this?
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Okay.
They were at SNY, whatever it was. They had a couple of people read for it. And I keep getting these checks.
Sally Bacala.
No. It was just like a voiceover thing, I think. Anyway, getting these checks in the mail.
Okay.
Now, sometimes they were good, $60 or
sure,
whatever.
I mean,
whatever.
Sometimes they're $3.12.
Sometimes 14. Yeah. Sometimes $14. Sometimes 14 cents.
Yeah.
And then I've been recently getting a barrage of like 12 cents, 35 cents,
oh,
40.
God almighty.
So I'm assuming you've had similar stuff with one of the shows. Maybe you get more. Who knows with the royalties. But anyway, point is, what would be the amount that's a minimum that you cash the check?
Honestly, I think I'd cash everything. Yeah. I'm not going to run to the bank and say, here, sir or ma'am, here's my 12-cent deposit. I do think there's a 180-day expiration. I think you've got a defined window as to how long you can cash the checks. Because if there wasn't that window, what I would do is if I'm getting consistently every week or every month, whatever it might be, twice a month, $1.19. I mean, listen, I worked for it. So if I could save it up over the course of a year and deposit $93 for the year, I'll deposit it, but I'm not going to go to the bank every time. No,
that's a tricky one. It is now easier because you could deposit checks right on your phone.
Take the picture, bang.
Yeah, so, but still, they pile up, and for whatever reason, I guess it re-airs somewhere, who knows, Australia.
Yeah, other countries,
so
for
when
sure.
It starts going on, then I'll just get the influx of three or four checks, and it comes with, like, it's a lot of paperwork. It's thick. Obviously, there's the one stub and then the check, but behind it, it's just a lot of wasted effort and paper for 12 cents. But I cash them. I don't know why. I take the picture. I get 12 cents, 35 cents, 45.
It's up, man.
I know, but it's annoying. All right.
Digestion toll for you halfway home.
Right. It barely pays for the path ride coming in. All right. Number two, what's worse, being sneaky short or sneaky tall?
I know why you're asking this.
Yes, you do.
All right. So I don't see why sneaky tall would ever be an issue. Now, I don't mean this to sound...
You are tall.
No, but like I'm thinking, like, say if I was single, okay?
Right.
I cast no aspersions. I truly don't. But when I was dating, I generally gravitated to a young lady who was a little smaller than
shorter,
me.
Shorter. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if it's a protective thing or whatever. I don't know. I'm not looking to marry a 6'5" power forward. But that's just me. Some people do. No, honestly. So I just say this because, like, sneaky tall, I'm thinking of the opposite sex, because from my perspective, it can never be bad to be sneaky tall. To be sneaky short, which is what Aaron Boone said to you the other day at Yankee Stadium, yeah, the first thing you said when he came up to talk to us in the suite and jump on the
second ear. Second time.
Yeah,
anyway,
he goes, wow. He goes, you're sneaky short. I was like, huh? I just kept it moving. I want some more clarity as to what you mean. This seems to be more of a you thing than a me thing. Let's go.
Well, correct, because I've been giving this a lot of thought. I've never in my life ever had anybody even question my height. Now, I'm not tall, but I wouldn't consider myself short either. I would say I'm probably average, 5'10", whatever.
That's right. Well, if you're truly 5'10", that's absolutely, I think, slightly higher than the male. Slightly.
All right, so what's average?
I think it's 5'9".
Okay. So
Okay.
Until I started working with you and taking pictures with you and people posting it on social media.
I do notice that a lot.
Right. So people say, oh, you're short. And I get it. Like, sometimes the perception could be off. But also standing next to you or some of the pro wrestlers that we have in
Hoff
here.
Hoff is big.
Or athletes. Yeah. So I am definitely short, and I don't even care one way or another, but I think that it comes from, and Boone, this is the second time that this has happened.
When he was
in studio first, he goes, man,
he's small, he's short. Yeah.
And then again at the stadium on opening day, the first thing he says is, you're sneaky short.
Yes, he did.
And then
first
I thought
thing.
About it, so I must, for whatever reason, sound like, in his mind when he listens to me,
yes,
or maybe other people, maybe I sound, I don't know if sounding taller is a thing, but when they see me, it's like, oh, I didn't realize you were just like an average, small.
Well, you come across as a pit bull, and then they see, and they're like, who's the little poodle?
But that is-
Who let the little chihuahua in the room? No, it's funny.
This little guy?
Sal, you're tapping into something, the psychology, because I used to get, before people really saw me like on SNY back in the day, I used to get a lot of, wow, and this is not a humble, because whatever, but like, oh, wow, you're actually in better shape than you thought. Like, for whatever reason, people thought maybe because I'm loud and back then even maybe louder and maybe a little more obnoxious and combative, whatever. Oh, I thought you were just fat. You look like you played sports. I didn't actually think that you did. I don't know why people would form that opinion, but they did.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back then, I think with you, because you're loud, like me, because you're aggressive, like me, and combative, I think that there's a direct association. Well, he's probably a pretty big dude.
And when you see that me in person, it's like, oh, he's just... So to answer the question, I would rather be sneaky short.
You would?
Yes, because then... Like, because I'm okay with my height. I really don't care.
Yeah.
But at least I feel like it's... Then maybe I'm doing something right, projecting
whatever somebody
perceives.
Whereas
to
if they said you're sneaky tall, they're like, yeah, you got to come across as a wuss on the radio.
Yeah.
And like,
oh, wow. Well, you're, you know.
I got you. Ah, that's an interesting question.
But yeah, Boone, but I know, that's twice he said it.
By
jeez.
The way, I told him to say it. Second time. First
How
time
tall
was
is he? You guys are the same?
I think Aaron's 6'3". It's a big boy.
Boone, you know what? Sneaky tall. I didn't think you had that in you. The way you played the card game.
I thought you were going to say sneaky bad bullpen move last night. Anyway.
No. All right, last one. Yeah. And this is more of a sad note here. Val Kilmer passed away.
I saw that.
All right, favorite Val Kilmer movie or role?
I thought he was great in Batman. I thought he was phenomenal in The Doors. Do you ever see The Doors movie?
I did not. I was just looking over his IMDb. God. What about...
So
good. What about... what the hell is it?
So
Top Gun.
Good. Which one?
Top Gun, where
excellent.
He was on,
oh, God. Great in Top Gun. He was in Entourage, by the way.
Was he?
He was a... Yeah, I don't remember know if it was that. A recurring role. He definitely did a couple of the shows. Val Kilmer was... Like, he just looked Hollywood. He was in good shape. He had the Hollywood face. He projected that. It very sad what happened to him. But I think, Hoff, you're a big music guy. You probably liked the Doors movie, or at least saw it. I thought he was great in the Doors. I really did.
Did you see that one, Hoff?
Yeah.
I did not.
You didn't
see
it?
Wow. I didn't see it, but I'm not a Doors guy.
I'm not a huge Doors fan. I like some of their really popular songs, but not crazy.
91, so I was a little young.
Early.
My first memory of Val Kilmer was Batman Forever.
Ah, it was so good there.
Now, a lot of people, though, look at that Batman, you know, the different Batman movies we've had. Before was Michael Keaton.
Keaton was the best for me,
okay,
number one.
And now we have Christian, was it Christian Bale, the most recent one?
I know Bale was he the most recent or second to most? I think he may have been the penultimate most recent.
The new Batman.
Ben Affleck's been in there, and then the other guy.
That was awful, Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I actually didn't watch that one. I got to go back and catch up on that just because I like watching them all. But the original was Keaton.
Yep.
And then, so was Val Kilmer?
I thought Val was number two.
Right, he might have been, right.
I think he was.
Right, so the Batman Forever was supposed to be like the third movie in that line, but it was Val Kilmer instead of Keaton. I like those movies. I know they were more cartoony,
but I enjoyed them. Me too. Do you have his eyes? So you have
I
his
have
page.
It up, yeah.
Hit me with some of the movies here.
Heat.
Heat was good.
Yeah, I know that was
Heat
a good
was
movie.
Very good.
True Romance. Another great movie. I don't remember
him
in
that. Yeah, that was a while ago. That was good.
I mean, I'm going back to some of the older ones here.
Yeah.
Hop, you feel free to insert yourself
The Island of Dr. Moreau was an underrated one. I really liked that. It was weird, but it was good. I thought it was really
The Saint
solid.
I feel like I've heard of, but maybe that was only because of after Val Kilmer was put on my map after Batman Forever, then I remember hearing more about him.
His best role probably is Tombstone, though, I would think.
I didn't see that.
Hold on a sec. Hey,
didn't
listen.
See Tombstone?
Yeah. Our guy Hurley weighing in.
Well, he's good with this. What does Big Hurls have
Doc
to say?
Doc Holliday and Tombstone. Tombstone was a great movie. Tombstone, by the way, was, you know, I mean, I can think of more exciting ways to spend your first bachelor party, but I was probably like 16? I was very young. And one of my best friend's older brothers was having a bachelor party. Very, very low key. Again, not our kind of bachelor party, but a good one. Yeah, sitting around, maybe having a few beers, whatever, doing some stuff. And we watched Tombstone for the first time. And it was awesome. And he was great in Tombstone. I remember that very well. I thought Heat was phenomenal. Batman was great. He was good in Entourage. The Doors was money. What else
Top
am I
Gun.
Missing here?
Yeah,
Top Gun was great.
Especially, did you see the second Top Gun, the one that came out
You
a couple
asked
years
me
ago?
That. I did not. And the crazy thing is, and this is bad, I've got to see it. My father-in-law actually at fighter pilot school, this is a true story, won the Top Gun Award. Like, he was the literal Top Gun as a Marine when he was learning how to fly. Like, when I go back to Dallas, I'll be there for Easter for a few days, and when I see his buddies, like, they talk about him like he was the Jordan of the skies. And so, anything with Top Gun, I love, but I, for some reason, have not seen Top Gun 2.
Yeah, I would highly recommend going back and seeing that. I don't remember the original Top Gun very well, but I remember liking it as a kid. This movie I love, so I want to go back, actually, you know, now people be in the mood for Val Kilmer movies because we're talking about and hearing it. I'm going to do the, maybe Top Gun again, but I'm definitely going to do the Batman, starting with Keaton. I'll do the Batman trilogy and then finish up with Batman Returns. All right, RIP to Val Kilmer.
We'll come back.
We'll come back. And I didn't even know he was sick for a while, apparently. I guess, right?
Years.
Okay.